It was after the show and I'm loading out the van. Could have been anywhere, but in this case, Atlanta. A woman walks up while I'm packing. She says, have you got a minute? I say, yeah, just a second. How are you? Do you enjoy the show? She said, I did, but I still have a question. No, cause some of your remarks were confusing, especially the ones about pornography and prostitution. Now let me understand this, that for women and children this is violent. Well, I appreciate the messages you're giving, but I happen to dance for a living, and I wanna know why you wanna be my voice. Try to take away that which should be my choice, to seek some meaningful or gainful employment, even if it means giving dirty old men enjoyment. Now exploitation of anyone is wrong, I agree, but this doesn't apply to me. I've never been harassed while I work, and my bottom line's fat. Now sir, can you deal with that? You could already call a situation. I wasn't even speculating about her occupation, but this debate's insane, and I was on the spot, so I had to try to explain. Her points were intelligent and simple, and I'm already feeling like Mr. Guilty White Liberal. But just try to be sensitive, don't act like I have any advice to give. And let me make it clear, I support you. In a man's world, woman does what she's got to. If this is your profession, your sexual expression, your internalized oppression, hey, I don't doubt you. My only problem is with a society that forces women into sexual commodity, where a third of all women are known to be sexually abused before they're grown. The most raped, most homeless, and addicted. If this job were described to you, would you evict it? Average age 14, hell yes, obscene. Made to look aroused by pain. Children being raped with guns and knives. That ain't speech, but the taking of innocence lies. And if you happen to be the exception, that's cool, but let's consider the overwhelming rule. Parted ways with no resolution. You could go back and forth and never find a solution. The only point I wanted to make to her is why all the liberals and pornographers decide where the line between porn and erotica is. This is what prostitution really is. A question of censorship, alright, of women and children's basic right. And there's no First Amendment protection for those unable to raise an objection. And they weren't silenced, they'd sound an alarm. We'd all know the difference between speech and harm. You wanna mutilate yourself on film, that's your choice. But can we protect those without a voice? I never get in your face, I just don't want you to end up like Linda Lovelace. Bottom line is I'm a man, and I listen to you, cause I could never understand. And I haven't got shit to say, but if I don't say anything, well, how long will it be this way?
And if you wanna continue to believe that this is a matter for debate, I want to tell you how many women will die during the course of the debate.